The geometry of the place was all wrong. One could not be sure that the sea and ground were horizontal. You're listening to Cthulhu and Friends, starring Stacy, Mike, Fred, and Steph. I am your game master, Veronica.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Cthulhu and Friends. I am so excited to be here. I am your game master, Veronica, and I am joined by
Stacy, who's playing Bellamy.
Mike, who's playing Todd B.
This is Fred playing Edward.
And Steph playing Clara.
So excited to have you guys in St. Paxton, where you belong, where I will keep you.
Indefinitely?
Mike, what happened in the last episode?
Last time on Cthulhu and Friends, Devin, a ferry worker, greets the crew and checks their passes. Then, after everyone boards, the ferry departs for St. Paxton Island. The weather worsens and causes the ferry to be thrown around a little. Todd brings Devin a coffee and observes as Devin drops a mysterious package which suddenly clears the storm. As they approach the island, the crew sees a beautiful, well-developed resort. As they disembark, they bump into Patty, who works at the visitor center. She tells them Darius is the mayor of SPI and he has disappeared. She escorts the crew to a carriage that will take them to the mayor's mansion. And that's where we left off in the last episode.
I refuse. It's gonna be a big reveal. It's gonna be a big surprise. We're gonna be laughing mad about it in no time at all.
Yeah, he'll make it up for us. He'll be like, wasn't that a good joke? And look at all this cool stuff I made that you'll appreciate.
Guys, how is this gonna be a big joke? Like, look at this crest here.
Because she put the old lady up to putting us in the carriage. He knew we were going to be here.
I didn't believe it at first, but I'm with Todd now. Like, it has to be just a big joke. Darius would not keep something like this from us.
How much would something like this cost? Like, what do you mean?
Oh, I mean, millions, probably billions of dollars have gone into the development of St. Paxton Island. And while I am interrupting you, I'm going to just give you each one of these. And she hands you a set of keys. Each of the rings has 5 keys on it. And on one of the keys, it just has ML on it. Engraved.
ML? What does that stand for, Patty?
That's Malsado Lago. That's your home for now.
Oh, that was the mansion you mentioned. Right. What are the other keys for?
I don't know exactly. Could I see? I could probably guess.
Yeah, take a look at it.
So she takes one. Okay, well, this one definitely is for the visitor center. I would say this one is probably for City Hall Police Department. But these two, I don't know.
I mean, those are pretty important keys. I hand it over.
Well, they're for you. See? And there's a little key tag on it, and it's also engraved with each of your names. And when you flip over the keychain, there is an engraved bird on it.
Hey, Todd, you know birds, right? Like, what kind of bird is this?
Give me a science.
Or an outdoorsman. I got a 5.
You are able to say that it's either a raven or a crow. You suspect raven based on the beak, but because it's just an engraving and it's not actually a bird, you can really only make a guess.
Yeah, I'm guessing probably a raven. Just looking at the beak,
But, I mean, it could be a crow, but,
Huh. And was a raven significant to Darius that we know of?
Oh, well, that's all part of St. Paxton culture and history, really. The raven is a very important bird here. In fact, our high school, well, all of our schools, really, the mascot is the raven.
Oh.
Why is that?
I think he just picked it out of a book.
Just like at random?
I mean, probably. A lot of the decisions that he made were mostly for aesthetics, so I don't know that there's a deeper meaning behind it, but perhaps you'll know. I've actually never been inside of the residential quarters of Molsado Lago, so perhaps you'll find additional clues there.
Wait, other than residential quarters, what is there?
Oh, well, Molsado Lago is actually an upscale brunch restaurant. There's a whole staff that runs it.
What?
What?
This just keeps getting crazier.
I think we need to get there and see things because nothing's making sense right now.
As you say that, the carriage comes to a halt. Well, we're almost there. And Patty steps out of the carriage and opens the door for you. And you see an island in the middle of this island. So you're looking out and you see a smaller island with a huge building on it. Well, see, Molsado Lago actually used to be the library some 30 years ago. It has now been restored. Like I said, it is now the upscale brunch, and there are remnants of the library there, but most of the people that want to use the library go to the new library on the north end of town. But you do have your own private library there, so you shouldn't be bored. And then, of course, there's the residential quarters. You'll have an indoor and outdoor pool. You have your own dock. The only problem is that, Mr. Hensley didn't seem to take his boat over to the mainland, so I'm a little worried as to how you're actually going to get over there. But once you get over there, you have the key to get in. And then you can start the service for the restaurant, I suppose. Wait, it's probably a good idea to ask the restaurant manager how to get over there.
Isn't the restaurant manager over there at the restaurant? How do they
It's already 2 p.m. Brunch is over.
But how do they get back and forth?
I would assume by boat.
But where's the boat?
Well, I don't know. You have to ask the manager.
Oh my goodness.
And where would we be able to find the manager?
I don't know.
Well, Patty, you work at the visitor center. Don't you know where everything is?
I work at the visitor center, not the residence center. I do not keep track of the residents, but I keep track of the things that the visitors have to do while they're here. Now, where residents reside is not my job.
Guys, relax. She's being very helpful.
Yes, so helpful. Can you tell us the name of the manager?
Yes, his name is Carl Toller. That's all O's, though. T-O-L-L-O-R.
It's Carl with an A?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
It's not Coral.
Is there a residence center that we could go to find out more about the residents?
While there is not a residence center, there is a historian here in town. Her name is Lana Rakowski. She is one of our older residents, so you do have to speak up when you speak with her. And I am sure that she can help you figure out where Mr. Toller lives and how to get in contact with him. She is very resourceful. And then, of course, don't forget, you also have use of our public library where you can get information. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Just a quick question. You mentioned that Darius is the mayor, but does he own the island as well? Is he the
sole proprietor? Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Now, that's the thing about St. Paxton. It is all private property. Now, he does engage in a democracy, though. So even though he owns the property, collectively, we're all making decisions together. It's really quite lovely.
Well, certainly sounds like Darius.
Good. If you'll just call me, and she scribbles down 4 digits and hands you the slip of paper. If you'll just give me a call when you've decided which of you is going to be the mayor pro tem, that would be great. I'm sure that Darius has left you lots of information at home. I am at the end of probably any useful information for you, but please feel free to reach out if there's any way I can help you. Goodbye.
Thanks.
Okay.
Did she say what? One of us was going to be the next mayor?
I think Bellamy should do it.
Oh, whoa. No, it should definitely be Clara.
Oh. I mean,
I'm fine with that, too.
You know. Sure. Maybe we should start by getting over there. We can find Darius. We can laugh about the joke. We don't have to worry about
who's going to be mayor.
Watch, she's going to drive by in the boat any second.
Gosh. Jokester.
As the carriage pulls away, a man that looks to be dressed in some sort of like chef's outfit lights a cigarette and then starts smoking next to you.
Excuse me, sir. Can I help you?
Oh, I'm just waiting for the ferry.
Oh.
To that work? Place?
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's a ferry.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't Patty know that? Come on.
She doesn't work in Residence Central.
No, it's the visitors would want brunch. And there's a ferry.
But brunch is over, so why would there be a ferry going back?
Do you work there?
Well, usually it's every 20 minutes or so.
Oh.
Okay.
I mean, the only time there's not a ferry is, I think, at 5 o'clock or so. But we need to prep for tomorrow, so normally we come in to do the prep and clean up and all that good stuff. So, anyways, it should be here in no time.
Oh, are you Carl?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm Jimbo, and he extends his hand.
Oh, it's nice to meet you. I'm Clara.
Clara, pleased to meet you as well.
You work at the restaurant?
Yes, I'm a sous chef.
Oh, mm-hmm. So you know Darius?
Oh, very well, yes. He's a very kind man. And he starts going down the ramp to the water. Yeah, he and I are great friends, I would say. I speak to him at least once a month. Comes in for brunch regularly. What else can I say about him? Caring. I mean, I had no prospects. Before St. Paxton Island. And now I live a respectable life.
Wait.
I have a respectable job.
So you remember before St. Paxton Island?
Oh, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, I've lived here for a good 6 months. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you don't remember like before it was built. You just remember before you moved here. Okay.
Yes. I used to live in North View, and I don't know if you know that. That place is a dump.
What?
It's not that bad. They've got that nice resort.
Envy you, graduates.
Yeah.
All of us.
Oh. Yeah, there is no more in you.
Wait.
What?
What?
When did that close?
Well, it didn't close. It just changed its name.
What is it now?
I don't know. I just know it's not in you anymore.
That's weird.
What is it? MU? MU, maybe?
M.
It's only recently changed.
That's weird.
Well, we're here because we're friends of Darius, and Patty was saying he hasn't been around for a couple of days. Do you have any idea where he could have gone?
No. No, we don't go over to the residential side of Malsada Lago at all.
Okay, well, I mean, do you mind if we catch this ferry with you? We're trying to get over there.
Sure. Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. In maybe 5 minutes or so, a rowboat comes over and it has enough room for all of you and your luggage to come over.
Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but I am starving. I could go for a crab sandwich or a spinach and crab dip or, I don't know, maybe some crab rangoons.
Something other than crab.
Sounds a bit heavy for brunch.
The rower of the boat helps you get all of your things in and begins rowing you in. His back is ripped as heck, and he gets you over there in no time. And Docs helps the ladies out first, helps the gentlemen out second, and then he starts rowing back to the other side. As you all kind of look around and get your bearings about you, you notice that Patty is on a cliff looking down with binoculars at you.
All right. What? This lady is really starting to creep me out. Her and her son.
Yeah, this is family.
As soon as she sees that you guys see her, she just drops down to her stomach. Like, that's going to help her not be seen.
Ugh.
Okay, I'm doing the thing where, like, I put my two fingers to my eyes, and then I put them back in her direction. Like, I see you. Like, we still know you're there.
As you all get your bearings about you, you see spread before you this amazing house. It is a three-story facility. There is an entire wall of windows that go floor to ceiling that look out over the bay. The restaurant is on the north side. The windows are on the south side. And the Jimbo sous chef walks into the restaurant, gives you a really like quick wave goodbye, and leaves you. Beautiful gardens surround the entire facility.
Can I kind of take a closer look at the house and try to determine how old the building might be? Like, based on the architecture or things like that?
Sure.
And I rolled a 3.
Okay. You can tell that the architecture is from different eras. Some of it is made to look old, and it does indeed look very old. The only reason that you're able to say that it only looks old and is not old is because you know without a doubt in your mind that this was an uninhabited island for a good maybe, well, at least until 7 years ago.
This is some impressive architecture, you guys. I mean, the different styles, it's made to look impressively old, but, you know, Darius put a lot of thought into this.
And a lot of money.
Right? I can't
maybe
imagine.
He did sell that device. That would explain a lot, right?
He said he wasn't going to. That's... maybe he changed his mind.
Well, looking around, obviously.
Yeah.
Shit, I feel like Edward's dad would have trouble bankrolling all of this.
Yeah, no, it's... There's a lot of money here.
But then maybe the gold thing. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that part was true. Maybe he did find
But gold he bought here. It, struck gold, sold the gold, and did all this in less than 7 years? Without telling any of us?
Yeah.
It's starting to get weirder and weirder.
Yeah. Maybe we should go inside, see if
maybe
we can
left us a note. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
And let's drop our luggage off and maybe relax a little bit, too. It's been kind of a long, weird day.
Yeah, no kidding.
I guess we're going to the south side.
You get to the south side and you see an ornate front door. It looks to be maybe imported from some different place, but it's definitely Asian inspired. It has a lot of really beautiful carvings. It's a big red door. There is no glass in it.
Is there a doorbell?
There is.
I will ring it.
You hear bell-like chimes, but no one answers.
Wait, don't we have the keys?
Oh. Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. This place maybe had a butler, huh?
High or low for favorable results?
We're going low on this one.
Okay. The door clicks open. Oh my God. You're finally here.
Hello. My name's Clara. Who are you?
I'm Ruby. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Ruby. I'm Todd. How do you know us?
Todd, it's a pleasure to meet you. I am so excited to facilitate any games of Dungeons and Dragons that you may want to play in the residence.
I like her.
She turns to Clara. Clara, I have cleared a space for you in the sunroom so you can paint. There's a lot of natural light. It overlooks the lake with our natural water features and, of course, beautiful sunsets.
Oh, that's so, so wonderful. Thank you.
Bellamy, I have so many books that I have pulled out for you. I have a wonderful reading area, a nice writing desk for you. I hope that you'll be excited to settle in to Malsado Lago. And, of course, Edward, I have also put together somewhat of a workout area for you in the indoor pool area. You can swim laps in there, so that should help you maintain your renown physique.
Thank you. How do you know about all of us?
Darius talks about you all the time.
Well, it didn't mention it to Patty.
He's not on great terms with Patty, so...
Wonder why.
She's very nosy.
You're telling us. Yeah.
We picked up on that.
It's actually my job to make sure that they cross paths as infrequently as possible. And if you like, I can arrange that same treatment for you.
I mean, she's been watching us, so I would prefer yes.
Yes, please. That would be very nice of you.
Ruby Stanley is on the job.
I'm sorry, Ruby, but Darius didn't tell us a lot or anything about this place.
Right. Why don't you, let's put down your bags. And we'll hop over to the restaurant, we'll grab a bite to eat, and I can tell you at least as much as I know and fill you in. How about that?
Oh, that's great.
She sees you to each of your rooms, which have been prepared in a style and fashion that you would enjoy. So whatever theme or accessories you would want in your bedrooms, bathrooms. Those are all provided for you. Additionally, she shows you the full layout of the house. You have an indoor basketball court. You have an indoor pool, an outdoor pool, lots of gardens. And she lets you know that actually Malsado Lago, it's somewhat of an arboretum. So we have the kemp thorns. You may see them come through and they do all of the landscaping. Now, currently, they're going to be pulling out all of the fall decor and they're going to be putting in more evergreens, lots of holiday cheer, because Malsado Lago actually opens up for all of the youth, especially the underprivileged youth, to come in, and Darius treats them to a wonderful Christmas. They have clothing, toys, all the things that, you know, young people wish for. But in any event, this is the library. This is part of the old library, and you'll see that there are actually display tables. I would ask that you not touch the displays. They are quite old. In fact, they were found when we were first excavating part of the island. So they are indeed original to the island. Unlike a lot of the things here, which are really just made to look like they have been here forever.
So there are buildings here before Darius got here.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. This is all very confusing.
Who lived here before?
Well, we're not sure, but definitely some ancient tribe, it seems.
Huh.
And you mentioned excavation, so how long have you been here with Darius?
I'd say maybe 15, 17 years.
Years?
Wow. What?
Yes.
That doesn't add up.
Wait, guys. Didn't Darius say, like, he was in an accident or something? And maybe this was from before we met him, and he just was a prick and didn't tell us that he was insanely wealthy.
I thought he said, he had an accident, but he forgot. He forgot everything.
But
so
he was pretty young when that happened, wasn't he?
Yes, he was very young when he first lost his memory.
Oh, and that was before he met you.
Oh, yes, I believe he was 15, 16 when that happened. That's what he told me. Is that not what he told you?
Oh, no, I think that age is about what he told us, but
I feel like he hasn't really told us much of anything, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. She places a menu in each of your hands and sets you down at a white cloth table. You can order anything you like from the brunch menu, but if there's something that you'd rather have, you can always order off menu as well.
Wow, this is a nice menu.
It changes seasonally.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, the sweet potato pancakes look amazing.
Oh, so they're a favorite.
I think I'll go with that, please.
I don't want to be that guy, but I mean, you guys have to have crab.
Yes, Mr. Edward, I'm so sorry. Of course. Darius was very clear in his instructions that we were to bring in crab for you. So the chef has this on hand for you.
Great. Awesome. Thanks, Darius. Always looking out for me.
Ooh, this smashed avocado toast sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's delicious.
I think I'd like to take that.
Is there anything you guys wanted to ask me, or?
Well, I guess, where is Darius?
I thought you would tell me.
So he's definitely not here, then.
No. All I have was a note to say to expect you. And I only know about you from all of the things that he's told me about you over the years.
When did you get the note?
The day before yesterday.
Okay.
And how long has he been, I guess, back is the right term with you? Like, these last, what, several years you've been together?
Oh, sure. Well, St. Paxton Island, it seems like time is different here. That's really all I can say.
That's a little vague.
That's really all I can say.
Can I assess honesty?
You can assess honesty. The difficulty on this is going to be a 5.
So I will go ahead and use a single point, so I have to roll a 4 and above.
Okay.
I got a 1.
That's all she has to say about that. And you really feel like she's being completely honest with you.
Okay.
Ruby, I apologize if this is personal, but what was your relationship with Darius?
Oh, strictly professional.
In what capacity? What did you do for him?
Well, I was a facilitator of sorts. I made sure that I had all of his rooms set up for meetings. I would arrange travel, both on and off the island. And of course, all travel on and off the island has to be arranged through Patty. And of course, Darius did not like dealing with Patty, but it is who it is.
If he's the mayor and he, let's say, doesn't get along with Patty, why didn't he just hire somebody else and fire her?
I've asked him this question many times, and his simple response was, she's the right person for the job.
Your food comes.
Bellamy did not order anything because she's not hungry for... Okay. Emotional reasons, I guess. She's just not up to eating with everything that's going on.
Okay.
I rub my hands together. What do I see in front of me?
You see a huge pot of king crab legs and melted butter.
So from a side like bag that I kept with me, I open it up and I pull out like a personalized bib and then a small, like leather satchel, and I unroll it, and within are various tools to eating crab, both cracking and to pull the meat out of the shell. And without saying grace or anything, Edward is just wrist deep in this pot of crab and is smacking his lips away.
Edward, I have only one question.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Are those +3 or +2?
Definitely +3. Silvered.
Mm-hmm. Classic Edward.
Well, it's a good thing that some things don't change.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm sorry. I'm feeling off. And I just want to lay down and get some rest.
Oh, and I'll show you to your room.
Thanks. I'll see you guys in the morning, okay?
Okay.
Sure.
I hope you feel better.
You don't want any crab?
No, thanks. Thanks, Ed. I'll see you guys later.
Ruby escorts you to your room. She closes the door behind her.
I will walk in and take a look at this room that was very clearly decorated and set up with me in mind. knowing that Darius definitely put this effort into this, knowing that I would be here someday, I'm overcome with emotion. I don't know how to handle it. He's not here. This is all wrong. I don't know one of my best friends, and I'm in a fucking strange place. So I think I'm just going to get into bed, fully clothed still, and cry myself to sleep.
You do this thing. Meanwhile, back at the table, Ruby has stepped away. Let me know what's happening.
Are there other attendants or employees around?
Yes. There's a waiter that will come by every now and then and refill drinks, but the restaurant itself is closed.
As I look around, you said it's just like just decadent decorations, white mm-hmm. tablecloths, open, like kind of a open room.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was good. I don't know about you guys, but I am stuffed.
Yeah.
What do we do now?
You know, I was expecting this to be a big joke. I don't think it is. I think something terrible has happened.
Oh, don't say that.
Well,
this is just gone, right? I mean,
but he's not the type of person to keep things like this from us, let alone the way he literally disappeared. Something's wrong. No one else knows what the heck's going on. Ruby's been here for 17 years and knows everything about us. Wouldn't she know that he's only known us for half that time?
None of it makes sense. None of the timeline makes sense for how long things have been here. Like,
she did say time was different here.
Yeah, that's what everybody's been saying, but
what does that even mean? I mean, time is time. It can't be different.
Yeah, it's based off the speed of light anyways.
That doesn't make sense to me, but okay.
It's constant.
I mean, yeah, it's constant. I mean, like, time flies when you're having fun. There's a lot of really cool things here, so maybe it just feels different, but...
Yeah, it's like a permanent vacation mode. Time just flies. I'm sure that's all they meant. It's too weird to consider the alternatives.
But then how have there been buildings over here? And the Divine Bovine, how is that here?
That makes no sense. Out.
Oh, we should probably go start there. I mean, if
we need to start at the library. There's obviously going to be records. I mean, I feel like we could probably get a lot more information straight from the source.
If Leo's here, we know him. We could trust him, and surely he could explain things to us.
Well, do you not? I mean, okay, so, like, let's say Patty, I'm a little bit on the fence.
I don't trust Patty.
But Ruby obviously does not mean us any ill will, and she doesn't know anything. I mean, she knows a lot of what's happening, but... You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't think anybody here is going to understand what we're asking.
Yeah, you make a good point.
Yeah, but we haven't met anybody we know. I mean, if Leo's here, then we should be able to get some kind of information from him. Hey, look, how about you go check out the library and I'll go talk to Leo and we'll just meet back up here. I mean, they said the ferry comes every 20 minutes. It shouldn't be that difficult.
Well, yeah. Well, just make sure you're back here before 5. Otherwise, I'm going to have to row out to get you, and I don't think I'll move as fast as that guy.
I take a look at my watch. What time is it?
It's 2:30 p.m.
And has time been tracking like normal for me? Like when I periodically look at my watch, it seems like it's on track?
Yeah.
Well, it's 2:30 right now. I mean, that gives me a couple of hours. It can't be that far.
yeah, I'll help out at the library with Todd, because maybe we'll need both of us to look through.
Okay.
You know, cover more ground that way.
Well, I'm...
Guys, you know what we're doing.
Oh my god, Todd.
What?
We're splitting the party.
And that's where we're going to call it. All right, did you guys have fun?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
For once, I felt like I wasn't going to die.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Yeah.
Yet.
Hey, that's fine. Well, guys, it was super fun to play with you. I'll see you again next week with another episode of Cthulhu and Friends.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, I'm so glad we only have to wait 1 week.
Yeah.
This episode was produced and edited by Hiroshi, and the opening and closing theme was created by Rob Anderson. Find them on Twitter, at MaybeHiroshi, and at PotentiallyRob. You can find the rest of the crew on Twitter as well. V is at Typical Veronica, Mike is at One Gaming Lane, Fred is at I Think I'm Fred, Steph is at Starlit Firefly, and you can find me at Definitely Stacy. As always, you can follow the show as CAF Podcast and find a permanent link to the Discord in our bio. Want to take a look at the clues, information, or photos the cast stumbled upon during the recording? Head on over to our website at www.cafpodcast.com and click on the link labeled The Show at the top of the screen. If you want to help support the show, please share us with your friends on your preferred social media and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. You can also back us on Patreon by going to www.patreon.com/CAFpodcast. If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out some of Geekly Inc.'s other shows, such as Inks and Issues, Cast of Thrones, and Transformation Sequence.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode of Cthulhu and Friends Creepers. This is Hero, and I want to thank a couple of wonderful people who have made this show possible. People like Alex Corral, Jonathan Camp, Ben Epperson, and Russell Hurst. Your contributions have helped make this show possible, and we honestly cannot thank you enough for your continued support of Cthulhu and Friends.